If y'all would turn with me to Psalm 100. Psalm 100, starting in verse 1, says, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations." Lord, we thank you for allowing us together once again. Lord, we thank you for wonderful Sunday school and wonderful songs. Lord, we thank you for your presence, for your word. Lord, I just thank you for every time that you show me that the message you've given me is the one that I need to preach. Because you've already shown me through Sunday school and through our song service, Lord, that this is the word you have for the church this morning. And so I thank you for that. Lord, I ask that you just be with me as I bring the message you've laid on me, Lord, and just let me not get in your way, Lord. Let it be received the way it needs to be received. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I do love it whenever the Lord gives such confirmation that what I've come up with to preach isn't just what I came up with, it's what the Lord gave me to preach. This morning as I got up and went to read my Bible and kind of go over what he wanted me to preach, he laid on me, you know, we're now in November, kind of entering into the season of thankfulness, or as it should be. And that's what he laid on me to preach this morning, his thankfulness. Psalm 100 here tells us to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Know that he is Lord. He is God. He has everything in his hand. I actually did tonight's sermon and got it figured out, and I got to make sure I'm looking at the right page here. And I was going through this morning, I was reading different psalms, and you know, there's so many different psalms. And that's what a lot of the psalms are, is David or whoever wrote them, their thankfulness to the Lord for what he has done for them. Some of them are about despair, but even in the despair, it's about thankfulness and knowing that God is going to take care of whatever situation's going on. Flip page over to 103, Psalm 103 with me for a minute here. 103 starting in 11 says, "For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust." You know, there in 13 where it says pities, I've got a little note over to the side, and it's he has compassion for us. It's not pities like, "I feel sorry for you because you're this lowly thing." It's he has compassion because he knows what we are. It doesn't matter what we have done. You know, that's, again, just like last week, Sunday school was getting a little close to getting into the middle of my message for this morning too. You know, we talked about this morning, the devil, he likes to point out that one thing and let you focus on that one thing and let you forget about all the great things around you that you have surrounding you. He likes to pick out that one thing we did wrong and make us focus on that and just put all of our thoughts and all of our emotion into that and say, you know, I can't even look at all these great things around me because look at this wrong thing I did. And God says, as far as the east is from the west, that's how far He's removed the transgressions from us. As soon as we give them to Him, He says, it's forgiven. Don't even remember it no more. As far as the east is from the west. And yet we're a lot better about hanging on to those things than God is. Because those things, we like to say, the devil likes to point those things out and make us hang on to those things. We have to, and I know it's easy to stand up here and say, you know, when you give something to God, you've got to let it go. You can't hang on to it. That's easy to say. It's a whole lot harder to do. But we have to try our best to, when we give those things to God, say, okay, God has control of that now. He has that now. I don't even have to give another thought towards that because it's taken care of. Donnie, you bless me whenever Connie brings up that we need to pray for you about certain things, and you bless me whenever you say, I appreciate your prayers, but I ain't worried about it at all. That's how we have to look at those things. Absolutely, let's pray for each other. Absolutely pray when something's coming up. But at the end of the day, we know God's got control of it. Whatever happens, even if I die from whatever's happening, I know I'm going to be with my Lord. That right there should be enough to say, okay, doesn't matter. What does it matter if I die? Because that is our goal anyway, is to go be with our Lord. We're going to live for Him while we're here. We're going to do the things we can to spread love and joy and peace and the love of Christ and spread the gospel and let everybody know, hey, there is hope. But at the end of the day, our hope, that is the goal. Turn with me over. We're going to go into the New Testament now. Turn with me over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I got a drink of water while y'all are turning. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting in verse 16, says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. There is always something to rejoice about. You know, we get sidetracked. We may pray for something, for the Lord to do something for us, for Him to, give us something in our life, be it a home or a job or a family or whatever it is. We pray for the Lord to give us these things. And then whenever He gives us these things, difficulties arise from those things because that's life. Difficulties arise. So instead of focusing on, hey, the Lord gave me what I asked for, what I wanted, what I have desired, instead of focusing on that, we focus on, well, look at all this trouble I've got now because I've got this going on. We need to remember, one, we asked the Lord for this. We ask for this and everything it entails. If it wasn't difficulties with this, it would be difficulties with something else. There's always going to be difficulties in life. We have to quit focusing on the things that make life difficult, because that's where God comes in. He says, pray without ceasing. And I know, pretty sure last Sunday I mentioned this verse, and I feel like I've mentioned this verse a few Sundays in a row. Maybe the Lord's trying to tell all of us something, that we need to pray without ceasing. That means we're always talking to God. There should never be a time in the day when we don't give a thought towards God. And again, I know that's easy to say, and it's harder to do, but that's what He instructs us to do. This ain't me saying it. This is God saying it. He said, pray without ceasing. And now again, like I said, you know, the other day when I brought this up, that's That doesn't mean you have to go get in your prayer closet and get down on your knees and get into a deep prayer about everything. That just means as you're going throughout your day, you thank God or pray about things that come up or whatever. You just, there's a conversation there between you and God, and it should never end. And everything, give thanks. Again, just even the difficulties, you know. I'm not going to turn over there, but you can write it down and go look at it later. Second Corinthians chapter 11 or 12. I don't remember exactly. I think it's 12. Paul talks about how, well, it's in 11, I'm pretty sure, where he talks about all of the difficulties he's been through in life. The shipwrecks and the stonings and all of that kind of thing. And it's in 12 where he talks about that thorn in his side that he's prayed to God three different times to remove it. And the Lord said, nah, you're better with it. It helps you keep in your mind where it ought to be. It shows my glory with you having to deal with that. And he talks about being thankful for that. Even those difficulties are there for a reason. Sometimes those difficulties are there because the devil's trying to distract us. But even through that, it shows God glory if we are thankful for him and let the Lord deal with them. Philippians 4 and 6, 6 and 7 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know, that's... Whenever Leanne went over to that passage in Matthew this morning, Molly looked over at me and she said, that's one of your favorite passages. And it probably is. It's one that I've definitely preached, brought out a lot in my preaching, and I reference it a lot when talking to people that's having worries. My mother, I've quoted that one at my mother several times. But that's not the only passage that talks about worries. The whole Bible, there's a lot of different passages. Right here in Philippians, Paul tells the Philippians, don't be anxious for anything. Be thankful for everything. Take everything to God in prayer. Everything that you could be anxious about, you go to God and you say, God, here's this. Thank you for it. Take care of it. Whenever we're able to really let go and give God those anxieties, those worries, those fears, those doubts, all of those things, He gives us peace. But we have to actually let go of them. We have to actually say, Lord, take this. I don't want it anymore. I'm going to let you have it. It's yours. And whenever we can actually do that, that's whenever the Lord can give us peace. I do like to quote that to my mother and pester her a little bit about her worries because she does worry a lot. But I'm not immune from worrying. I worry about things too, especially when it comes, you know, my parents are getting older. They have health problems, and whenever those things crop up, it's easy for me to get a little worried about those things. And, you know, Leanne mentioned something about, you know, if we give it to God, that means we can't fix it. And I think that is part of it is I've got to fix it. I want to fix it. And so I've got to start figuring out, okay, well, if this happens, then what are we going to do here? And this is what we're going to do. But even that is not healthy for us a lot of times. We need to just let God have it, and whatever happens, He's going to work it out. Two more passages. Next one, the first one is James 1 and verse 2. And James says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." Whenever those trials and difficulties come, especially whenever they start piling on, because it seems like, you know, there's times when it seems like there's not that many trials and there's not that many difficulties and life's kind of smooth sailing. And those are nice. And then it seems like you'll go through some times where no matter what happens, those troubles and those difficulties and those trials and everything else just starts piling on each other. And like it seems like as soon as one happens, you turn around and there's something else, and there's something else, and there's something else, and it just piles up and piles up and piles up. I know this sounds weird to say, we should be joyful and thankful of those times, because those are the times that prove our faith. Those are the times that build our faith and strengthen our faith, and those are the times when we can truly see God's power and God's grace and God's mercy and how He can take care of anything. I'm going to finish with this one. Revelation 21:7 says, "He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." He who overcomes those doubts, those worries, those trials, those things that can just drag us down. He who overcomes those distractions shall inherit all things. If we allow God to take care of those things, if we just go throughout life being thankful for God for everything that happens, good, bad, or indifferent. If we just say, you know what, God, I don't know why this is happening, but I know you've got a plan for it. And so I'm gonna let you work out the plan for it, and I'm just going to be thankful you let me go through this, whatever it is. Because it doesn't matter if it's something that we look at as bad or stressful at the time, or if it's something that we look at as saying, boy, this is easy right now. Every one of those things God uses to strengthen us, to teach us, to perfect us. Because that is His goal, is to make us more perfect every day, to make us more Christ-like every day. And those things help, those things do that if we allow God to have control of it. You know, that's, I'm kind of like David. I don't like the old me sometimes, but he pops up. And anger is a big one that I've had to deal with, that the Lord has worked on a lot with me. And you know, he's done miraculous things. Looking back at how I used to be with anger and how I am now, He's done miraculous things with that. It's not to say I don't still get angry sometimes. But it's not near as bad as it used to, for sure. Because it used to be it didn't take much for me to just get boiling mad and start wanting to throw things or punch things or whatever. But all of the things, you know, those things that used to make me mad, when they still pop up, I can tell, I can see that, hey, this is two things. It's one, the devil trying to hit me where he used to could, but it's also the Lord showing me, hey, look at what this used to would have done to you, and look at where you're at now. In all things, we should be thankful, no matter what they are, because, again, good, bad, or indifferent, the Lord uses all of those things to better us. So, you know, one of those stupid conversations you have. Well, I remember one time when I was at work, we had some downtime. We didn't have any call time, and so we were sitting there watching TV, and I think I was watching Back to the Future. My partner asked me, he said, if you had a time machine, he said, what would you go back and change? I said, I wouldn't change nothing. He said, are there things I've done in my past that I'm not proud of, I'm just downright ashamed of? Absolutely. But every one of those things brought me to who I am and where I am right now. So no matter what our past is our past. And each part of our past brought us to where we are now. You know, just like Leanne said, it's where people have problems with Christians and the church. That all the time you hear it, you know, well, I don't want to go over there to them highfalutin people that feel like they, you know, feel like they're better than me and all this. We have to be able to admit our faults, because that shows people that aren't Christians, hey, there is hope. If they used to be that way and they're this way now, there's hope. If y'all stand and musicians come on. Like I say, we just got to be thankful for everything, because everything can be used by God.